Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. To Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Every week at this time, an hour of early music of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. We're going to hear music of Josquin des Prez today. We will hear his Missa Pangelingua, one of his more famous masses, and we'll also have music from Richard Alison, who was an Elizabethan composer, some consort music of his, and a secular music from the Shanti Codex, late 14th century. We'll be featuring a couple of selections by Baudet Cordier. We begin with Josquin des Prez, whose dates are born either 1450 or 1455 and died in 1521, often just simply referred to as Josquin. He was a Franco-Flemish composer of the late Middle Ages or Renaissance, early Renaissance. He is probably the most famous European composer between Guillaume Dufay and Palestrina, and is usually considered to be the central figure of the Franco-Flemish school. Josquin is widely considered by music scholars to be the first master of the high Renaissance style of polyphonic vocal music that was emerging during his lifetime. His mastery of technique and expression was universally imitated and admired. Writers as diverse as Baldassare Castiglione and Martin Luther wrote about his reputation and fame. Josefo Zarlino held his style as that best representing perfection. He was so admired that many anonymous compositions were attributed to him by copyists, probably to increase their sales. More than 370 works are attributed to him. His biography, however, is shadowy, and next to nothing is known about his personality. The lives of dozens of minor composers of the Renaissance are better documented than the life of Josquin. Josquin wrote both sacred and secular music, and in all of the significant vocal forms of the age, including masses, motets, chansons, and frottole. We are going to hear his, perhaps his most famous mass, the Missa Pangelingua. It's written for four voices. The Pangelingua was a late work, possibly Josquin's last mass setting, not published until after his death, in 1539, widely acknowledged as one of his masterpieces, takes the form of a fantasy on a plain song. Many of his contemporaries needed five or six voices to achieve the kind of sonority which he could conceive of with four voices. The Pangelingua chant was originally intended as a hymn for the feast of Corpus Christi. We're going to hear both the plain chant, Pangelingua, and then the mass of the same name, which includes Kyrie, Gloria, Credo, Sanctus and Benedictus, and three Agnus Deis. Here's the Talus Scholars, led by Peter Phillips, the Missa Pangelingua of Josquin des Prez.
Fructus ventris generosi, rex Thank you. Thank you.
music of Josquin des Prez, his Mise Pange Lingua, and the plain chant upon which it was based, preceding it, perhaps his greatest mass, certainly one of his masterpieces. Josquin, the leading figure of the Franco-Flemish school in the second half of the 15th century, probably the greatest composer of that century, along with Guillaume Dufay, and that performance of the mass, Pange Lingua, performed by the Talis Scholars from their great collection of masses on the Gimel label. That was recorded in Merton College Chapel, Oxford, in 1986. The Talis Scholars, Sally Dunkley, Deborah Roberts, Timothy Wilson, Robert Hare Jones, Rufus Muller, Nicholas Robertson, Donald Grieg, and Francis Steele, and the director of the group, Peter Phillips. Music of Josquin des Prez here on Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. We're going to move next to English composer Richard Alison, who was born between 1560 and 1570, died around 1606. He was known to be in the service of the Countess of Warwick in 1599, then working for Sir John Scudamore. His publications are the Psalms of David in Meter, 1599, and An Hour's Recreation in Music, Apt for Instruments and Voices, of 1606. His work also appears in Michael East's and Thomas Ravenscroft's Psalters and Thomas Morley's Broken Consort publication. Alison is represented by 13 compositions in a set of consort books dated 1588 from the household of Sir Francis Walsingham. And I mention that because pieces you're going to hear by Alison are from a CD by the musicians of Swan Alley called As I Went to Walsingham. We are going to hear three selections, all for English consort. The first, Go From My Window, then Mr. Alison's Alman, and we will conclude with the Lady Frances Sidney's Good Night. Here's the musicians of Swan Alley, led by Lyle Nordstrom and Paul Odette, with three pieces by Richard Alison. Thank you. And you have just heard three pieces by Richard Allison, Elizabethan composer, Go From My Window, Mr. Allison's Alman, and the Lady Frances Sidney's Good Night, all music for English Consort, a performance there by the musicians of Swan Alley, led by Lyle Nordstrom and Paul Odette. And you're listening to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. We're going to conclude with two selections by Baudet Cordier, who was born around 1380 in Rennes and died before 1440. It's been suggested that Cordier was the nom de plume of Baudet Fresnel, who was the harpist for Charles the Bold, Duke of Burgundy. Cordier's works are considered among the prime examples of the Ars Subtilior period, which was the last part of the Ars Nova and is to the Ars Nova what, let's say, the Rococo was to the Baroque. Two of the composer's chansons are in the Chanty manuscript and are well-known examples of eye music. We're going to hear both of those now. The love song, Bel Bon Sage, or Beautiful Good Wise, the manuscript is in the shape of a heart, and a circular canon, Tout par compas, with a compass, more eye music, in which the manuscript is written in a circle. We'll hear these in reverse order of the way I just mentioned them. We will begin with Tout par compas, which is written for two viols and tenor, it's a rondo, and conclude with the instrumental Bel Bon Sage for a lute and two viols. Here is the ensemble Pan with music of Baudet Cordier.
Please.
And we have concluded Distant Mirror this week with two selections from the Shanti Codex, two selections by Baldé Cordier, which would be late 14th century. We heard first his Rondo Tupa Kumpa, and we concluded with his instrumental piece Belle Bon Sage, performance there by the Ensemble Pan. Thanks for listening to Distant Mirror. And thanks for being a member of the global listening community that is the Classical Network. And if you are not a member, you can rectify that by going to our website, wwfm.org, and clicking on donate/renew. I'll be with you again next week at the same time for another hour of music from the Middle Ages and the Renaissance on Distant Mirror. Until then, I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Salus et vita.